We're back talking Blue Jay boys basketball with head coach Josh Wurtenberger as the Sabetha boys coming off the Burlington tournament last week, and good performance for Sabetha. They end up finishing second runner-up to Rock Creek, but saw three different teams, as we talked about, and played three games in 3 days, Coach. You beat Labette County by 12. You beat Silver Lake by 2 points in the semifinal, 66-64, and then end up falling to Rock Creek, 57-48. So overall, I mean, it looks great on paper, three different games and three pretty competitive games. What were your kind of overall thoughts on the tournament this year and how it played out?
Yeah, I was really happy with the opponents we got to face. Like you said, there were three competitive games, and to run those back-to-back-to-back, it just showed our maturity for our team to be able to prepare for each of those each night, and I was happy with our efforts through all three games.
I'm sure your depth helped. We've talked this year about how many guys you're playing. Did that kind of help you navigate through the three games in 3 days, or did you still feel like the team was maybe dragging a little there on the final game Saturday?
I felt like we were still had our legs under us for all three nights, and that's partially because the guys that we play there, our guys do a good job of taking care of themselves. They got good rest, and we were able to spend the night on Friday night. That was an advantage to not be traveling as much, and so I was grateful for that opportunity to just not travel as much over the weekend.
We've talked about your senior leadership and how consistent that Marcus Bauman and Christian McAfee have been this season, but no surprise to see them named to the all-tournament team down there at Burlington. I know they continue to do a lot for you besides just even the stat categories, which is the leadership that they provide. Talk about their play and their role last week.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we get those consistent stats like you mentioned, but just their work ethic and their willingness to do anything for the team to help out in that way, just their attitude. That's followed by the rest of the seniors. They lead in that way, and then the underclassmen follow in that. And so it's a great group to be a part of, to see that type of leadership that they have.
It's probably been nice to kind of catch your breath and reset this week. It may be one of your last chances to do that, as the schedule's pretty consistent through the remainder of the year. All Big Seven League games left except one against Silver Lake this Friday, but you get Silver Lake at home, and man, after a 66-64 thriller there on Friday, I'm sure you're looking forward to another competitive matchup here at home.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing them again, and we know that we got to be ready because they're a very talented group. And so we're looking forward to seeing, after 3 days of practice, how do we approach that game a little bit differently? And it's a good time to just kind of reset and then get back into that the second half of the season.
Your team 9-2 overall. They've actually moved back into the rankings this week, the top 10 of Class 3A and the KBCA, even despite the loss. So undefeated in Big 7 League play, of course, at 6-0. So anything that you maybe learned, or do you feel like that Rock Creek game can turn into because you had won, 9 in a row, I guess, until that game. So anything that you feel like maybe the team can learn or use from that to kind of be a motivator through the remainder of the season?
Yeah, I think it was a good game for us to get a feel of a tournament situation, a postseason situation, and just recognizing how important each possession is in a game like that. And so I know some guys have come off with some motivation because of that, but it's going to make us a better team, and it's much better than getting a championship where you win by 20 points or something. We want to be tested during the season so that we're ready for that postseason and see some of the things that we need to get stronger in before those games happen again.
Silver Lake and then Riverside next week as you start back through the Big 7 League a second time here this season. Best of luck in the upcoming games, Coach. Thanks as always for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Josh Wurtenberger, head coach of the Blue Jay Boys. About the locker room chats are sponsored each week by Sailor Insurance Service, by Garrett Country Mart, and by C&K Service in Sabetha.